Hi, we have Rando from Auroville. You're going to perform at the Kalabumi Goes Live.
Yes, I am.
Who do you play with?
I play with Edo, as we have a blues band with most of the Auroville band people. We have Swaha, Eddie, me, Waze, and Nico playing band.
And
the drums.
What do you do there? You sing?
I sing.
What type of music do you sing?
I think I'm doing a country song and I'm doing a blues song from Johnny Cash, Muddy Waters.
Any of your own compositions?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Cool. Thank you. Vera and Shakti, what are you going to do for this Kalabumi Goes Live?
So, we are planning to fundraise for Kalabumi because we are using the studio, our beloved studio, if you can say that. Very often for our performances, for our practices, we would like to raise some money, and therefore we decided to prepare sandwiches for the crowd, and we decided to do, how it's called?
We have four types actually, so that just everybody start drooling now and come tomorrow. Okay, we have a chicken sandwich. Okay, we have a vegetarian one, we have a vegan one, and we have Kalabumi Royal. That is a surprise. There's a lot of yummy things in there. So actually, units are giving. It's always really beautiful and honorable because a lot of units always donate, like Shakti went and got 30 breads will be donated for the sandwiches. We got Henrik with the syrups also donated.
Tofu.
Tofu is donated from Orosoya. Then we have cheese at the cost price they're giving us also. So there's a lot of willingness and beautiful sharing from the community and units as well, you know, so that's also part of why it's possible.
We ask people, please come and support us because we need so many things to get for our studio, and it still invites some other people to come and work with us. So that's our aim.
What's the fundraising for? What are you raising the money for?
In the studio, a lot of equipment which is going already worn out, it has to be repaired. There is piano, which is very old, has to be also fixed. As I am a piano teacher, you know, I take care of those.
Then basically, there is also wiring needs to be redone. There is a mixer we need new. So there's a lot of things. And also, as well, it's like people keep on using, you know, kids coming to learn music also over there, Auroville bands from outside. So it's used constantly. So
I hear that this time for this event, you will not perform. Is that right?
This time we are not in. We are just helping. We are in the background making sure that everything's okay. And making food for the place because Ukrainians are singers and cooks. So this time it's that side of us, you know. The next time you guys will hear us
different
sing.
Different art.
And we're actually preparing a big program with AV sister, which is going to be swing. So that's going to come very,
soon,
very
soon.
So the music part is coming.
Yeah,
okay, so you're taking a break from music because you're preparing something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, thank you very much, Vera.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for doing that. Yeah,
thank you.
Okay, so Amando, hi. So there is another Kalabumi Goes Live.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is a special one?
Yeah.
Why is it special?
Because we're going to have two professional bands coming from, one from Bangalore, another one from Chennai, and Great Shack and Thobal in the Quarter. And that makes it special.
And you're playing in Danny Music Band?
Apparently.
Yes, Dan is your son, right?
Correct. Yeah.
What will he play this time, the guitar or the bass?
He plays the guitar with me, and he plays the bass on the jazz. The trio.
With Eddie and who's going to be Suresh on the drums.
Yeah.
What do you think are the main issues of this meeting?
Well, organizing a thing like this is not easy. I mean, making sure everything falls in place, it's easier said than done. You know, so many things I have to worry about it, you know, tables for food and lights and security and equipment and electricity and backup electricity. You know, it's so many things.
What about, somebody was talking about the inflow of tourism, how it would affect the environment in Auroville. And you think an event like this, Kalabumi Goes Live, could increase the inflow of tourism?
Well, if they come, it's good and it's bad, because with extra people, you have extra security needed, you know? Well, you want a crowd, but not that big a crowd, because the place cannot fit more than, 300, 400, 500 people max? Keep it simple.
Yes.
that is enough.
No, what did I want
io
to
vorrei
ask
parlare di Mirabilia. Sì, ok, però.
Di chi?
Mirabilia, questa cosa che stiamo facendo per la musica, di portarli
lo
fuori.
Portiamo, lo inseriamo nell'intervista.
Ok.
Ok. The first thing that I wanted to ask you is I assisted the meeting and you spoke about the problem, the issue of the inflow of tourism, people coming by bike. What is the issue?
No, the issue is that someone organized a concert, put all the energy organizing a concert, and then the doors of the city are closed to the people that want to come from outside. This is, for me, doesn't make sense at all.
But there are residents who complain that there's too much traffic, that on weekends the roads are dangerous.
But we have already, during the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, we have a very high traffic level. So I don't see the difference, I mean.
What about funding?
But founding money, we propose the music, and during the concert, between the shifts between one band and the others, we will inform the people that it's possible to give some donation if they want. So it's free, it's open, and I mean, if the people appreciate the music, they can give something.
I see on the advert here that there is going to be two bands from somewhere in India.
Yeah. Big shots.
It's going to be interesting to have a festival where there are Aurovillian performers, but also bands from outside. What about the other way around sometimes, like organizing ways for Aurovillian musicians?
Yeah.
Aurovillian musicians to go outside of
Aurovillian. This is thanks for the question, because this is exactly what we try to do now. I trying with other friends to create this Mirabilia, that means in English wonders, that is this sort of a management that want to bring out and give gigs to the Aurovillian musician, and to have the opportunity, the chance also to take Indian musician of a certain level to bring in Auroville. Of course, we speak about modern music, because we are full here of sitar and classical Indian music that is beautiful, is wonderful. But if you open the window and you look outside to the rest of India, there is in the music field something that is amazing, a lot of things moving and a lot of very good musicians. So we would like to bring them here and to create also a sort of movements in. This is, I think, is another secret to keep the music and the art young and fresh. This is my...
Thank you, Luca. Anything else you want to say?
No, only sorry for my English. It's not the best, but I try my best.
Pooja, what are you going to do for the Kalabhoomi Goes Live?
I'm not singing this time, but I'm helping with the team to put up posters, to take the registration from the people who are coming from Pondicherry, to fundraise. I'll be going around with a blue sheet. So people, if you really want to contribute and donate, please come to me. Or when I come to you, just with a smile, give like as much as you can. Yeah, we are running out of UPS. We need the mixer. So mostly we are fundraising for all of this, so we can give a better festival next year, you know. So please contribute.
Earlier I was talking to Luca and he was saying that he's looking at bringing bands from outside in Auroville, and he's looking at bands that do something new.
Yeah.
And so you're actually doing something like that. You're mixing Indian classical with modern Western rhythms. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, we're trying to bring in new instruments as well, so that there is like a... it's a fusion, and it's bringing in music with more emotions and new, not just the sound, but in the rhythms also what we play. So all of us, we are trying to change our own patterns of how we look at music.
Can you describe the type of singing that you do?
What? Okay, it goes like so something like this, going with something more like crazy with like folk, and And I'm open to other sound and language also. So I'm listening to a lot more music.
Thank you, Pooja.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Hi, we have Edo here for the Kalabumi Goes Live. Hi, Edo.
Yes. Hi, everybody. Good afternoon.
What are the main difficulties that you encounter in organizing such an event?
Organizing such an event usually is a process that starts very much in my brain, and my creativity is involved in that. And at times I have a clear vision of what I would like to achieve. But then you need to delegate, because you are alone, you cannot achieve much in this world. And that's the beauty of Auroville, you work with people. But then people have different necessities than you, and they have different schedules, they have different ideas. So the matter is to try and work together, and that's why I appreciate so much this type of meeting and effort, because everybody comes, even though they are not speaking, but they participate and they offer themselves. And according to your own skills and tasks, you can perform whatever you can, you know. So the first challenge is to motivate people and to keep the group together. And I'm going to perform with two bands. I'm really excited.
Which bands are you playing with?
I'm going to play with a band we just formed for this event. It's going to be a sort of rhythm and blues and blues band. Swaha and Randall are going to sing. And we have Nico on the drums and Ray on bass and myself on guitar, electric guitar. And then we have Eddie on trumpet. So it's going to be a very interesting experiment. We had invited Matthew Littlewood, but he's really busy right now and a little bit exhausted. He couldn't join. Otherwise, we would have had also keyboard or maybe a second saxophone. The second band I'm playing with is Soul Cypher. Is this kind of famous band from Auroville. It was born in January this year, and we progressed really fast. We stuck together, and we are a four-piece band, and we perform a lot of covers. We have Mehul, who works with Sound Wizard. He's our drummer. We have Matthew Tildesley, who is a newcomer, and he's a really good guitar player, but he's playing bass with us. I'm going to play electric guitar. And Margarita is going to sing. But Matthew as well sings, so it's a very fun band. We cover from pop to reggae to ska and some fusion music. And we started composing our songs 2 months ago. So this occasion is going to be very important for us, because we are going to share the songs we wrote. And we are very proud of this effort. And it's the first time in 12 years of Auroville that I finally collaborate with people who really want to write music, their own music.
And where is the event going to take place?
The event is going to take place in Kalabumi Amphitheater. So it's Kalabumi Community. It's going to be hosted by the Kalabumi Studio Collective. That's how we call ourselves. It's a mix of musicians and users of the studio. The amphitheater is a very popular place.
It's the one with basically a hole in the ground, no?
Correct, yeah, so on the left.
Yeah, so it's been cleaned and everything, I heard.
Yes, so we have a couple of people who've been working on cleaning it up, and it's getting all set tonight with some lights.
How many people do you think, more or less, it can host that space?
That amphitheater, I think, could be 300 people.
And what about, in the meeting, they were talking about this inflow of tourism, traffic increase and stuff. But how are you going to deal with the issue?
Yeah, so this is a little sensitive one. The event is an Auroville event. And we are trying, actually, myself, I've been working in Kalabumi Studio for 1.5 years as a manager and as a musician. And all I've tried to do is just advertise this place and show that we really have enormous potential. And we are doing something in Auroville which can attract the crowds from outside. And I know that people from Bangalore and Chennai are hungry and they want to see music, live music. And so my wish is to actually find a way to bring all kinds of people, not only Aurovillians or people who work and volunteer within Auroville. It's to bring also people from outside who have a genuine interest in music. But this time, I think, is going to be pretty much limited to people who are inside Auroville and volunteers. And the friends who come from outside, they will have to submit their names on a list so that security can allow them in. And we are really concerned about security because we don't want the event to be only for teenagers. We want the event to be for families. We want families to see. I know many kids who want to play drums or guitar, and they have to be there. They have to see how passionate we are. So everybody should be there, should represent Auroville.
I was wondering who you procured for your security team.
For our security team, we involved Auroville Security, basically service, the one that is already working. And we basically asked them support, and they've sent us a few guidelines of what to do, in their opinion, to keep the event together and safe. And they said they would be helping us if we need anything that night, so we need to keep their numbers at hand. And we need to keep space for ambulance, of course. If someone is not feeling well, we can call for ambulance. There will be Auroville security guarding and allowing only people with permission to go through. Most probably it's going to be a very peaceful environment where live music is happening and food stalls are there and families are walking and strolling and having a good time. And
thank you very much, Edo.
Thank you. See you guys on Saturday.
Yeah.